Thank you very much, Ambassador. WILP supports the comments, of course, by Ainu, and as an organization, we just have a few points that we want to raise or amplify. 3.3, as many others have stated, is the core commitment of this declaration and must set the strongest possible standard. It should be moved up in the declaration as other commitments flow from it. The goal should be to end the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. This could be enacted through a commitment to not use a WIPA. While WILP welcomes the commitment related to addressing reverberating effects of the use of a WIPA in 3.4, this paragraph does seem to assume that attacks in populated areas are legitimate and will continue. This paragraph could be better qualified to avoid that presumption, for example, by saying, assess and take steps to prevent direct, indirect, and reverberating effects on civilians and civilian objects, including by not using a WIPA, avoiding military operations in populated areas, and not treating civilian objects as military objectives. To build on existing practice and to reflect the points about data collection in Section 1, there should be a commitment in perhaps a 3.4 BIS that establishes capabilities to track, analyze, respond to, and learn from incidents of civilian harm, including damage to civilian objects. 3.5 should include references to risk education and risk reduction in the context of explosive ordnance, and environmental remediation could also be added to this paragraph. I'd also like to make a general comment in response to those who continue to call for the declaration to narrow the scope to indiscriminate use or illegal use of a WIPA. This would undermine the humanitarian value of the declaration, making it only a political affirmation of states' obligations to follow the law. But we see every day that some states claim that their actions are in accordance with the law, or that the weapons that they have sold into conflict are being used in accordance with the law, even while the devastating results are clear to all. If 90% of casualties from the use of a WIPA are civilians, even as militaries claim that their actions are lawful, then there is a serious problem. It means that states, whether they believe themselves to be in compliance with IHL or not, are still killing and injuring civilians and creating lasting damage and destruction by bombing towns, cities, and villages. It means that regardless of the alleged lawfulness of an attack, unconscionable harm is still resulting. If we are serious about protecting civilians, we cannot focus on intentionally indiscriminate attacks. We have to address all use of a WIPA. We cannot sufficiently protect civilians just by calling on states to comply with the law. As other delegations have pointed out, we need to change behavior that is causing grave civilian harm. This declaration could be a starting point to do that, but only if it goes beyond restating existing obligations and commits states to undertake policies and practices that put civilian protection at the forefront. Humanitarian needs have been sacrificed to so-called military necessity for far too long. We have a chance to save lives with this declaration, and we must take this responsibility seriously. Thank you.